Dessa aí o Arauto Paulista está com o Rio de Janeiro de Tarta. Do Sítio de Sapo. Só que já viu com o regulamento que tem sido. Então, agora ele quiser mais sobre Brahma. Um grande grupo. De literatura que sexta. Porque líderes da sociedade aceitam isso. When the followers realize it. So that brain work must be there. Just like in the whole body, the brain is the most important part. If one of your arms is cut off, you do not die. But if the head is cut off, you do. So, the Brahmana community of the society must be maintained. Otherwise, we will die. Without brains, we will die the arms and the legs and the body. So, at the present moment, that is lacking. The brain society is practically needed. And they are not eager to establish or to educate a section of people to become perfect Brahmin. There is no such idea. There are engineering college, medical college, so many different departmental educational institutions. But there is no institution throughout the whole world how to train a class of men to become perfect Brahma and intelligent. That is the situation of men. We are just trying to set up a section of the people to become very, very intelligent. And we are very, very intelligent. One who knows God. That is the end of knowledge. As any educational program, it has got an end. So, we are getting knowledge in so many ways. But end of knowledge is to know God. That is called Vedam. Vedam means knowledge. Anta means end. Jasmin vikyate sarvam evam vikyatam bhavati. That is the end of God. Simply by knowing God, you know everything. So that knowledge is lacking at the present moment. So we are trying to give this knowledge to the human society. Anyone helps this movement, he also becomes recognized by God. The God, that God, there is the class of brain must be maintained. If somebody is coming to attack you, you first of all try to protect your brain, head. Is it not? And with hands, not with legs. So the Brahman should be there. Brahman is the brain. Hands and chakra. The Brahman chakra on everyone maintained by food, digestion, that is very. Unless you digest nicely, the brain will not act by hands, hands will not act. And then the legs, sudra. And all of them require. But they have got different concepts. this scientific delusion of the man. Somebody must walk as brain, somebody walk as hand, somebody walk as belly, somebody must walk as leg. That is complete wrong. The other things are taken care of, but the government, the human system, they are neglectful about the brain problem. That is the effect of modern civilization. Therefore, the human society is in more or less chaotic condition. There are so many educated leaders, so many universities, but still the society is not in order. They are trying to adjust things in the United Nations, that is also not being done. Because there is no brain, no Brahman. That is, they do not know how to act. Everyone is whimsically, I think, I believe. You believe, I believe, he believes, everyone believes, it will be accepted. What is the standard? And that is the law of the present civilization. Everyone is coming forward, I believe. If you believe, I also believe. You don't accept my belief, I don't accept your belief. Or adjustment is gone. So there must be standard belief. If everyone puts forward his own belief, then which one will be the standard? So we are taking the Krishna's instruction as standard. And that's the fact. There must be something standard. But in the society, in such condition, that I believe, what is standard?
Chaos.
Yeah. That is the problem. We manufacture our own ideas. We cannot accept the standard idea. So the whole human society in the United Nations passes a resolution that the standard ideas advocated by the Krishna consciousness movement, we shall accept immediately all problems. That's the
strict standards. There's no second chance. We have no smoking, no drinking, no drug rule.
Maybe.
And there's one offense, they're released for a lifetime, they can never return. So it's very strict standard. We're the only corporate structure in North America. We got a very intelligent lawyer to put it in the corporate rules. Because sometimes people say it's taking away their freedom of choice after working hours. You can have it legally on your papers that they cannot drink while working, but we have it even while off hours. And our people work pretty hard. The one question I wanted to ask, I talked to Gurudas about it, quite a bit was, as far as chaining rounds were concerned, our people do work often 16, 17, 18 hours a day because we want to make this thing work. And sometimes they find that if 16 rounds, they don't do any because the end is not possible. They just don't have time because of the work. Is there some kind of standard that we could set that would be a bit more feasible?
The regulation is, suppose today you could not complete 16 rounds, say you have completed 12 rounds, so next day you complete 4 rounds. That means 20 rounds. Next day, regular 16 rounds plus yesterday's. That is the anyway, something is better than nothing. But the rule, regulation is just like both samis. They if they missed chanting round, they will not sleep completely. That is how Dhirabhrata, which in Sanskrit is called Dhirabhrata. That makes me a strong spiritual standard.
Part of the problem from our point of view is that we hide our bead bags because people think we would be very ridiculous to be carrying a bead bag around.
So that is it.
We have it in our
Gunasara convention. They can carry what is called transistor.
Transistor
log. And they cannot carry a small social convention.
But we have to be careful of our position because some people, they have told me that I've been walking down the street sometime and we pass the devotees. And
so you can say that I've got some defect in my I've got some defect for chanting. Therefore, I'm covered.
Sometimes I've had people ask me why my hand is bandaged up.
This idea of teaching tennis is actually a good platform for preaching, because the people in America are so eager to learn how to play tennis that they can tell all the customers, now if you want to play tennis very good, you have to follow these four rules that will help you play tennis.
No, this tennis, not exactly like this, but this ball throwing, you see the Bhagavad, the queens of Krishna, on the roof they are playing on. That was a female exercise. Of course, for the high class, kings and kings. Ordinary man, he is working already. He hasn't got time to take to sporting. But queens, they know nothing to work. So on the roof of the palace, they kind of tennis. I think the tennis is also meant for very high-class society. Eh?
Formerly it was just very exclusive, but now it is becoming the most popular sport in America.
37 million people out of 220 million people are now playing tennis. It's the most popular sport. So all we're using,
yes.
Oh, it's just a catalyst or a medium.
I've seen in that park.
Yes, Rancho Park.
Huh?
The Rancho Park.
By the golf?
Yes, by the golf.
It's even more popular.
Early in the morning, the plane came.
We went for a walk one time, I went for a walk with you, and we were passing by the tennis courts,
yeah.
And all my friends were coaching friends, and so I kind of hid in the middle of the group because they would think I was pretty crazy to be. So I've had a lot of disguise. We're just using tennis as a medium. If the company fails tomorrow, then we know that we can do it. We could always go straight to the temple. But right now, it's a tremendous opportunity for us because they become attracted to us because we don't have shaved heads, because we aren't carrying beef bags externally. So they like us and they become our friends.
Some or other draw the attention to Krishna. So, if the tennis player, some or other, comes to chant Hare Krishna, that is exciting. Not that one has to be in the temple. Some or other, if he chants Krishna, that is going to be. Jena tena prakarena mana krishna nivesa. Samarada means somebody comes to the light. He thinks he sees things very nicely. So this is Krishna consciousness, right? Samarada. Be conscious of Krishna. As the Bhagavad Gita is said, manmana, manmana. Manmana means think of me. Another test. Dugi Navati Sabhisa Madhugata Antaratma Sadhyabhan Bhagati. Of all yogi, one who is thinking, Bhakti Yogi, of me within the mind, he is first very good. The Samaya Raja, the people are educated to think of Krishna, then you get money. Simply thinking. Other things you may do or may not do. But thinking of Krishna is very, very important. That is meditation. First class meditation. Sama. And thinking of Krishna means he is becoming purified. The material life is impure. Due to our impurity, we have to accept this material body. So, the more we purify, then we come to our spiritual body. And when we are completely purified, no more spirit. And no more material. The example is given as iron rod, put into the fire, it becomes warmer, gradually it becomes red hot. When it is red hot, it is no more iron rod, it is fire. Is it not? So, if you always think of Krishna, then it becomes gradually spiritualized. And that perfectly in your spiritual life, you don't have any more material body. And in this life and next life, there is no material body, simply speaking. Material body is the source of all tribulation. We have got suffering and so-called enjoyment of life. And this is due to the body. So, as soon as we accept this material body, the material suffering is must be. And the chief material suffering is death. Janamiti Janam. Birth, death, old age, and disease. These are the prime topmost material substance.
only wants to die, but get discomfort. Nobody wants to take bath, but get discomfort. Nobody wants old age, get discomfort. Nobody wants disease, get discomfort. By that, you live in America, you live in India, or that. These material troubles are complete. But you do not want them. You are now sportsmen, young men. Friends. Cannot expect that there will be no old days when the sportsman see in this stop. He cannot his career also, he cannot be another sportsman. That must possible. There are so many young men, they are running in the morning. And if I run like that a few steps, so even I want it, I cannot do it because I'm old. So this is compulsory. You must know it. Nobody wants to become old man. But it's compulsory. Science can check it. That defines God, so-called scientists, that there is no need of God. This has solved all problems by science. Is it possible? But we cannot solve this whole unwanted things, but they hold again. It's possible to check it. Maybe it's possible. But you are not free. You are controlled. That is the proof of existence. Deny the existence of God. God is there, there is no God. There is no need of God. But God is there. Simply wait, if you are small, God is come and death. And everything will be taken away. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Yattu sarva harastha aham. I come as death. To take away all his assets, his health, his money, his assets, his reputation, everything. Sarvaharas. Sarvahara means taking him. Therefore his name is Hari. Hari means he can take away everything. So, he takes away of the atheist all his possessions and he takes away all the discomforts of the devotee. Therefore his name is Hari. He takes away. He takes away of the non-devotees all his so-called possessions, of which he is very, very proud. And he takes away all the troubles of him. This is Hari. Devotee becomes very, very happy when all his material conditions are taken out of Hari Krishna. Therefore, Bhakti Janapati Namo, but they told us that it is take out all the disadvantages. And for the materialistic person, he is thinking, all this is my possession, my wife, children, my house, my nation, my position, my bank balance, and so on, future. Both ways is taken out. The half of the palatra, the shoe, atma, sannesi, asasu, bhi, pramatta, tasa, nidhanam, pasandhavina, pasati. We are thinking, my strong body, there, my good children, well qualified, educated, well placed, they have of the product of my good wife, faithful wife, very meaning, enchanting. They have of the product of the truth. This is the trouble for existence. And we take these things as our soldiers. Just like a king fights with his soldier. Similarly, we fight, struggle for existence, but we have got a very comfortable home with things we are secure. But we are not secure. All these soldiers will be perished. Pramatya dasya nidhanam prasanna pinam. He is a mad man, he is thinking, he is thinking, he is saying. They will be thinking, everyone. Then another chapter begins. For your good work in this life, you can remain as a statue in the park. But you have to accept another thing. That is the thing. So, in your club, you read our books sometimes.
More than sometimes. When we travel, I tell them, because we have to deal with the so-called karmic world a lot, I tell all of our professionals to do as much as they can. Like, we should always sleep with a bead bag in our hands, so if we wake up at night, we can chant ourselves back to sleep. And always read a book on Krishna before you go to sleep, because our mind becomes agitated occasionally because of the dealings with the karmic world, so we have to do as much as we can to checkpoint any problems that may exist. So, yes.
With your books and reading of the book, we'll create the situation. We can dream at
least. Right, I see. Mm-hmm. A couple of us are life members, and most of the sincere, only the very intimate people within our organization really know about Krishna consciousness. We talk about karma, and whenever anybody falls down on the court and gets hurt, I tell them, don't worry, because you're not your body. And gradually starting to, and see how they react. And if they react positively, then we introduce Krishna consciousness to them. But if they are not, then we just, we don't react.
By these activities, you become nice. Krishna says, Natatasmapanushesukastitmeyapi. Anyone who does like this, he becomes very, very dear to Krishna. And that is our business, how to become dear to Krishna. If Krishna says only, yes, you are all right, then our life is okay. Recommendation by Krishna. That is the success. All movement is how to become nice by Krishna. It's only Krishna has to confirm, yes, you are doing that. Okay. That is our aim, that is our ambition. How Krishna will become nice. outside. And once you come like this, you are like this. But he recognizes even slight service to the Sokai. There are so many historical events in Ajari. A slight service indicates that is taken in your own. Sarpamapyasadharma satrayati mantro. Slight service can save him from the greatest danger. So, if you try to give some service to Krishna, you say, you are too nice. My Guru Maharaj used to say that we should not be very much anxious to see Krishna. We should work in such a way that Krishna will see us. We should not try to see Krishna. Many people are very anxious to see God. And they say, "And you saw me, God." That is not the person of the Lord. The Lord is will say, "I may see or not see God, but if I can give him service, then you'll see." Why shall I call God to see me? Unnecessarily giving him trouble. He's busy in so many ways. So why should I divert his attention to see me? No, that is not what we do. Krishna has given me chance to serve him, so let me serve him sincerely, so that he will see me. He has his eyes everywhere, his hands, legs everywhere. So, if we do some service to Krishna, he will see us in first opportunity. The Guru of the Lord will come, he'll give intelligence. All part of it. And you can see him also everywhere. He will develop such love for you. Imagine the truth of the world, Santa Sadari Bodhi 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 Bodhi.
Thank you very much. And all of our decisions when we have a meeting, if we don't know what to decide, we always would say what would Prabhupada think or what would Krishna think. And that's sometimes it's the
bad.